Get control of your words. Get control of your story. Get control of your breath. Get over your fear of not being good enough. Get your dream clients, get them results, and get unlifted. So Mark, I have a very reliable source of news here from CNN Health, and I would like to present this to you and see what you think. So fair warning to our listeners, if you just press play on this episode and you weren't deterred by the title, I'll just give you this warning right now. You're going to hear some profanity. You're going to hear some curse words in this episode.
Really?
You're going to hear some F-bombs. You might get some creative language. So if this is your chance, if you're in your car with your kids, or if you're doing something and you got some little ones running around, or you yourself do not want to hear about cursing,
you can still leave.
Press pause, put in your headphones, whatever. Back to my reliable news source here. CNN Health gives me five of the best benefits that swearing has for your health. And I'm curious to get your take on this. I'll just read them out.
Please.
And then we'll discuss at length. Cursing may be a sign of intelligence. Swearing may be a sign of honesty. Profanity improves pain tolerance. That one's interesting to me.
Shoot, just, it doesn't cut it. Stub your toe. Oh, golly gosh. Shucks.
Cussing is a sign of creativity. Throwing expletives instead of punches.
Nobody says talk clean to me in bed.
I mean, somebody probably does. No, they don't.
if they do, that's the last time they're getting the Humpty Hump.
From Mark England, anyway. Somebody out there likes it. What's the phrase I learned from Bryn Daler? Don't yuck somebody's yum.
I just got schooled by the dorkiest one-liner ever. Oh my God. Don't yuck somebody's yum. Mm.
I think that was Bryn taught me that. Sounds about right. So anyway, so today we're talking about all of our favorite, most colorful words. Should we list them out? Should we just go on a rampage?
We already gave, they have the warning. Yeah, the exits, yeah.
Let's see how many presented. We can come up with. Obviously, there's a classic crowd favorite, fuck. Next on the list.
Motherfucker.
That's its own separate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's got different letters.
Shit.
Bitch.
Asshole.
Cocksucker.
This is actually harder than I thought. I'm
pussy.
Yeah, pussy. There you go.
Dickhead.
Oh, the C word. I won't even say it.
What has the world come to?
I just don't particularly like that word. I'm not going to say it.
Nobody likes that word. And if you want fights, it's fighting words.
That's true. Man.
What else?
I should have prepared a list. I should have written this down beforehand.
You know what I did? I also prepared, because that's what professionals do, on the ride in from the farm. And the first video was from Sod Guru, and he talked about the word fuck. And it was okay. It was okay. It was a 4-minute video. And what I was going for was Osho's 5-minute video on the word fuck. And all its contexts and applications. It's hilarious. The crowd's rolling, I'm rolling. And in between, I posted it in the coach's community feed today, the history of the English alphabet and where it comes from. It is a mashup. It is a Brunswick stew of squiggles and sounds from all over the place. Anyway, that has nothing to do with... And then this other video that was talking about the history of some of these cuss words. Hell, that was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, all these 4-letter words. Dick, we didn't say that one. More will come to us as we go through this conversation. Let's bring everybody into the conversation about why we're talking about this. So you may have noticed throughout our podcast that we do not censor ourselves and that the occasional fuck, shit, damn comes through. And that's okay because we own our language and we hear it and mm-hmm. we're aware of it. Mm-hmm. We've gotten some feedback from people on that topic and they've asked us, you know, why for people who really like words, would we utilize profanity? And we have answers and we entertain that question and we answer it. And not that we've gotten it that many times, but a few times. And
we were very considerate about that feedback too.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it I think it was twice on two different team meetings. Mm-hmm. And then you responded to some of those people and they were, they had legitimate points. They said, "Hey, I want to listen to great content. I want to listen to it with my kids and you know, you're dropping some stuff." And yeah, we appreciated it and we contemplated it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the context of where everyone's coming from that lands on this podcast is not all from a world that we live in, right? People who are professionals that are expecting a certain aspect of like how you're going to deliver your presentations and your work. Some people that are used to being in like for a CrossFit gym, people are used to F-bombs flying around. It's normal in the culture.
I just did 6 workshops and I cussed in every single one of them. 6 workshops in 6 different gyms 2 weeks ago in Texas and Nashville.
Yeah. And
they actually requested it.
Yeah. I mean, people you fall in one, from my experience, you fall on one side of the camp or other. You really like curse words. You like using them. You find value in them. You think they're fun. You think they're entertaining. They get your point across. You can more clearly convey your emotion or emphasize your points. Or you fall in the camp of, I really do not like when people curse. I prefer that they don't. Clean up your mouth. You know, or I'm going to put soap in it. That was what my mom did to me as a kid. She literally put soap in my mouth. Yeah.
What'd that taste like?
Horrible. It was like a bar of Dove soap. It's awful. And
I'm making the grumpy cat face over here.
Yeah. Well, you kind of always have a grumpy cat face on, when you're very animated.
Seriously.
So
I might be growling on the outside, but I'm purring on the inside. That's true. That's actually true.
It is true. It is true. So the idea here that we'll discuss is, what do you prefer? One of our favorite questions in the Unlifted Method, what do you prefer? And you might prefer cursing and you might prefer clean, direct language. We're going to look at this from all sides of the coin. We're going to talk about our take on it. We're going to, we can discuss those 5 benefits that CNN presented to me via one Google search.
And the 30,000 foot view of language in general.
Yeah, the vibration of the words, what it means. And so I think it's important that we start with a definition. A definition of what is a curse. Mark, would you like to give us your take on it? Or do you want me to go straight to the dictionary?
A curse, I like our man Rudolf Steiner's, I'm not paraphrasing and I'm using it in a parallel context, if I'm saying this correctly. Any force that seeks to constrict or control is by definition Luciferian. And my definition of a curse and a curse word are two different things. My definition of a curse or an example of a curse is, nothing ever works out for me. Or, why is my life so hard? Or, you can't trust anybody these days, Kimberly. Or,
money doesn't grow on trees.
I don't deserve love. I don't deserve to be happy. Who do you think you are to speak up? Nobody wants to listen to you. Those, in my experience, both personally and professionally, do way more of a good job of constricting and controlling my energy and breath and making my imagination a very disorganized, cramped, scary place to be, creating excess rigidity in my body. F-bombs rarely do that to me on an energetic level. I mean, those are two, that's very real for me. That's very real for me.
So let's, in case this is the first time you're listening to us on the Get Unlifted podcast, Mark, can you please define a spell?
A word or a combination of words of great influence. That's Webster's definition of a spell. And there's two kinds, everybody. There are expansive spells, combinations of words that enliven and brighten and expand and pixelate in the right way your imagination. And expand and clarify and rarefy, lighten and brighten your energy, emotions, feelings, combinations of words that unlock the breath and create relaxation and ease and comfort in the body. And then there's the other kind, combinations of words that Well, like I previously talked about, tighten everything up.
Perhaps a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. Or a coarse or blasphemous word or phrase used to express anger or another strong emotion. That's what a curse is, according to the dictionary.
Yeah. What about, read that first one again, please.
A solemn utterance intended to evoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something.
Okay. Example. How about put take out intended and put in unintended and take out someone or something and put in myself. Read it that way now.
A solemn utterance unintended to evoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on myself.
Who's cursed me more than me? There's no close second, even by any order of magnitude. And sometimes, to take out unintended and put in intended, sometimes I have, well, way more than once, intentionally harmed my mind, inflicted pain on myself.
Work harder, you pussy.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know what I'm really going to enjoy? Is I've already done it on Kevin Wood's podcast and then Chase's podcast to some degree. About did them back-to-back days, and it's about a month ago, talking about what the real pre-workout is in the fitness industry. And it's not C4. It's not Ultimate Orange for all you OGs out there. It's not Rip Fuel. It's not Up Your Gas. That was actually a formulation. Speed Stackers or anything. I don't even know what's out there anymore. But it's the victim mentality, folks. That gets people out of bed way faster than a caffeine niacin cocktail. I'm going to prove them all wrong. I'm going to make her want me again. They never should have doubted me. I'm always the underdog. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why we call it the shit talking voice in your head.
Those are real curses. They're more common than curse words. They're way more common than curse words. It would be a very interesting process to have just pick a random person and have a ticker tape over their head and watch.
Oh my God.
Right? And just watch the words. Watch the words. And so, you know, when I hear people talk about your words are violence and you offended me and microaggressions, I'm like, I'd pay $10,000 to see what's going on in your head for 1 hour and have everybody say, how fast would you get canceled? How fast would you get canceled over there, sweetheart? How fast would you get canceled over there, homeboy? You can't
call them sweetheart.
I can and I will. And they would get, it would be over. It would be over. And it's that who's talked more trash to me than me.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, it comes back to this conversation, like where we started, right? It's like, if you're offended by someone else utilizing a colorful four letter word, curse word style of language, what about that? What is it about that that offends you exactly? What do you find offensive about it? Is it their, are they directed them at you? Right? Because if I'm directing you motherfucking asshole, you fucking did this to me, and I'm projectiling all over you and aiming curse words at you, then yeah, okay, fine. I don't know that offended is the right word to use in that regard, but what is it about me, you know, casually saying the word shit that offends you?
Those are two different things. Those are two different things. If you're pointing those things directly at me and making those words sharp, listen, that hurts.
Okay. Yeah, right.
That hurts. And okay, cool. I get that.
It's hurtful. It's like it incites anger. It evokes it's
a great way to inflame an argument. Yeah. It works real well to do that. There are also other applications of curse words. I mean, some of the funniest comics ever have had gutter mouths. And to go back to the 30,000 foot view. So some people have said, from time to time, the whole time I've been doing this, did I say that wrong? And, or, you know, why can't I use soft talk? Why is soft talk bad? And here's the answer. It's not. Okay. That's not the game. The game here to play, folks, is double negation acknowledged. And then I'll say it different, is not to never speak in negations or use soft talk. It's simply to hear what comes out of your mouth, to pay attention to what you think, to hear what you think, to hear what you say, to see what you write. And then from there, that awareness, that's the 30,000 foot view lens. And then you can make up your own mind. If someone doesn't, my mom, I probably heard 3 cuss words come out of her mouth. And when she would say shit, it was only ever, she said shit 3 times that I remember. Seriously.
Hey, Susan, and, or your mom.
Yeah, Cheryl.
Okay.
And boy, did that get everybody's attention.
I remember the first time I heard my mom say fuck. She was wallpapering in the dining room and she dropped something off the ladder, and late at night we had all been on her case and something, and she just was like, fuck. And we all stopped and stared at her and said, oh my God. And she was pissed.
And that's one of the pros for being very measured and limited when it comes to using language like that. It gets everybody's attention immediately.
Yeah.
More so than most people would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Well, because we have a story about it, right? So we talked about this. This is great. Point in time to talk about the idea of like when I so we did No Fucks February. I believe I've spoken about that on the podcast before. If I didn't tell you exclusively what it is, here's what it was. For the month of February, the Unlifted coaches who chose to opt in decided to give up cursing and
try to give up cursing. Put a rubber band on your wrist and snap yourself every time.
So we did our best to eliminate any sort of swearing, curse words, profanity from our language for the entire month of February, all 30 days, right? Or 31 days.
It's 28. come on, people.
February 1st to February 31st. It was funny. Anyway, if you know, you know. So we gave up colorful language like that. We had a call to kick it off and we said, what do we think is going to happen over the next 30 days? What do we expect? Most people came back with a statement of, I can remember mine. Mine was that I said that I would be even more respected as a classy lady and I would be even more professional as a podcast host. That's what I expected would happen. Now, the results were I did curse less, significantly less. I did not completely remove it from my language. And I did have a lot more conscious awareness of utilizing curse words in podcasting because, again, like I have a wide audience of people from all different range of perspectives and places, and you might be in the car listening with your kids and I don't want them hearing me scream fuck, you know, because that's not my place. And so unless you're the type of parent who wants a parent like that, then fine, light it up. It's up
there,
to you.
There were some parents at On It workshop, and they brought their kids, and that kid had a mouth fouler than mine.
It's, you know, here's
it was
the thing.
Hilarious.
It's funny, right? But like
in front of them, they were like, all good. Like, I'm whatever. Like, all good with you. If you like it, I love it.
So
I will not poo poo on some, what is it?
Yuck somebody's yum.
I will never yuck a yum. I will not yuck on someone's yum.
Anywho,
I'm gonna say that more.
You're gonna, yeah, Bryn. If that wasn't you that said it, please tell us who it was. And I'm gonna start leaving little love notes to people, random people in the podcast, who I expect are listening.
Speaking of love notes, who is Heather Morera?
She is one of my all time favorite Goddess Getaway participants. They're all my favorite.
Who is Steve Johnson?
Steve Johnson is one of our friends via Instagram and via Captain Taylor Morgan, who is going to enroll in the cert in Q2.
Who is, I know who Dana Schmidt is.
But they don't know who Dana Schmidt is.
Who is Dana Schmidt?
Dana Schmidt is a level 2 coach, also one of my favorite Goddess Getaway attendees.
And who is Matthew? I know who is Matthew Meyer?
Matthew Meyer is one of our brand new students. And he's currently taking level 1.
Yeah, he's a gangster. And why are these letters here?
Why are those colorful envelopes in front of us? Those little care packages? Yeah, well, they have a little handwritten note in there and some getting lifted and victim, not today victim mentality stickers. And if you want a colorful envelope and note card from me with some victim mentality stickers and getting lifted podcast stickers, all you have to do is message me on Instagram with your mailing address, not your email address. I haven't figured that part out yet. But if you send me your actual physical mailing address, I will get one of those little cards to you so fast.
Abracadabra.
So at the end of No Fucks February, what I observed, one of the things that I found was that I had a new relationship with how I perceived other people who cursed in addition to myself. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was that I did not mind when men cursed and in fact was unfazed by it, but that I was much more jarred when I heard women curse. And it was not that I simply observed myself react in that way where I was like, oh, that's curious. Like, I wonder, you know, where did that story come from, Kimberly, that you have that response and reaction? And ultimately, I think a lot of people can relate to this of like, you know, it's okay for men to speak like that. Men can speak like sailors, but you are a lady. And so speaking in regards to your mom, she said shit three times that you ever heard, right? That's part of that story, right? Like, again, my mother, my grandmother hardly ever cursed in front of me. My dad is not big for cursing, a little bit, not a ton, but definitely not the women in my family. No chance.
No one's ever said talk clean to me in bed. I'm still
yet.
Okay.
You're still young.
If you if you've ever said talk clean to me in bed, message us on Instagram and say yes, I have.
It's somebody who like is like a clean freak. Like they love things that are super clean. And so like maybe they didn't say talk clean to me, but they're concerned about like clean sheets and they want like, you know, everything's got to be perfectly sterile. They might say, you have no idea what the crazy shit people will say.
Fair enough. I mean,
you do because you're Mark England and you hear a lot of crazy things. However, just because you haven't heard it doesn't mean somebody hasn't said it.
There was this woman at, she was 65 years old and German at the tea ceremony. It's probably 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And Adam, I got this story secondhand from Adam, and I know this person, right? The tea ceremony.
Anana Chin, you mean?
What's that?
Anana Chin?
Bitcoin Chow. that's the dude, Bitcoin Chow coming through to a theater near you. Yeah. And so at the spa, there was these tea ceremonies that would happen every Monday and Thursday. No, Monday was it. It doesn't matter. And it was just the same characters. And this sex stories came up. And this woman told the story of getting invited over to this guy's house. And they had some wine, and he said, I'll be right back. And he comes around the corner in a full-on black leather gimp suit with a bucket of potatoes and goes, I'm ready. And he wanted her to throw potatoes at him as hard as she could. They were boiled, so there was like splatter on him. And that's a true story. So you're absolutely right. I have no idea. Like if it can be considered, it's happened in the bedroom.
Yeah. Anyway, this is. Anana Chin will get you to confirm Bitcoin the story.
Chow. Bitcoin Chow.
So, all right. So, Mark, so what happened for you during No Fucks February? What was your takeaway from it? Where did you notice?
Because- I started strong and then I faded. I thought I was, I went into it and once upon a time, this is 2012, 2013, I went 6 months speaking only in the affirmative. I used zero negations and I slowed down my speech. I wanted to see
you really executed that.
I really executed it and I slowed down my rate of speech. I was exceedingly deliberate with my words and I did that. I like playing games with myself and my language from time to time. You know, if there's something I want to, I felt like doing it. It sounded cool. So I did. And I went into this thinking, I got this. I didn't. I didn't make it out of the call. I'm pretty sure I cussed on the call. So we started with a 30-minute group call and ended with a 30-minute group call. And so let's just say the first half, I was diligently snapping myself and using less I caught myself with everyone. And then I figured out that, and Clint had the same experience. Then I figured out that this rubber band doesn't hurt that much and not enough to stop me. And so I started snapping myself whenever I knew what I was about to say. And when I was dropping an F-bomb or something, I would just go ahead and snap myself. Or if I forgot to put my rubber band on. I would pretend like I'm snapping myself. I went on Cal Callahan's podcast. He's got a potty mouth too. And I just ripped the F bombs and all the stuff. And I got went out to the car and put a rubber band on and snapped that thing 15 times in a row. And so, I mean, I participated. I played the game. My main conclusion is I like using spicy language sometimes. I do. It's natural to me by nature and nurture. And no one has ever called me a sophisticated person. And I doubt anyone ever will. And I like that. Yeah, I'm a blue collar, salt of the earth person. And not that that means that blue collar, salt of the earth people use a lot of spicy language. And I think they take out the thing, they lean towards that.
Yeah. Well, so that brings it back.
I'm not proper. There's nothing proper about me.
Yeah. The things that I found on that in the CNN article, which like I just thought, I was like, let's see what somebody says about this, right?
Yeah.
And one of those was about swearing, maybe a sign of honesty and like trustworthiness. And so there's this aspect of like, you're very real when you have interactions where you're uncensored, you know, and then it levels the playing field in some aspect. It lightens up the mood too in the room, right? Like there's an aspect of like loosen up the tie, something that like in people who have attended our free workshops, right? Like there's an aspect of you or your experience with our work. This gets heavy. Okay. And there's a lot of things that people are dealing with. And sometimes you need to lighten up the room by dropping an F-bomb. Tell the story about the best curse of all time with little Johnny.
I did a workshop at Gratify. I was on the festival scene for a couple of years. Hippies and shit. And this was down in South Carolina. And I got two stories about it, actually. Gave a workshop. This guy was setting up a booth right next to me. And he came up afterwards. He goes, man, that was great. You want to hear a story about what you're talking about? Words and mindset and all that stuff. And I'm like, of course. And he said, I was 12 years old. My grandfather took me out in the backyard. And he said, little Johnny, life's wild. There's going to be ups and downs and twists and turns and zigs and zags, and you're going to get some things right and you're going to get some things wrong. Just always remember to err on the side of being a badass motherfucker. And he said his whole life changed in that moment. He said he said it felt like I got bigger. He said, it felt like I got bigger and I just expanded and I took this breath in and he said, I looked up and saw myself as capable and confident and going for it. He goes, man, I've made a lot of mistakes, of course. He goes, but I go after what I want and I like being me. And I thought to myself, well, one, I mean, if you go after what you want and you enjoy being you, you're smoking 99% of the population out there. It's that simple, which is way easier to do when you're breathing well, by the way. And I remember this old EFT story from one of the old school Gary Craig videos. Shout out to that guy, the founder of Emotional Freedom Technique. At the time, I'm sure he made more. At the time, he made like 85, 88 videos of him doing EFT on all different kinds of stuff. And sold him, it was like $300 for 88 DVDs. It's crazy. And he goes, you can't, this is baked into the DNA of Enlifted. You've seen me give away a course or two or a cheese board. he said,
we're going to have to get Eric to actually like make those in an actual cheese board. Cause then it will be,
then it would, yeah.
Yeah. I'll buy one too.
Okay. And he said, you can't sell these DVDs, but you can make 100 copies of each one of them and give them away.
Victim mentality cheese board. Just the victim mentality definition on a cheese board. And then you bring that out at parties.
What's that fancy word name? Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
That.
It's perfect.
And in one of the EFT DVD.
Family dinners. Thanksgiving.
And you don't say anything. You just put it out there, and there's some salami.
With those
and
cute little knives. And
yeah. And yeah, those little plastic swords.
Some olives. Can you guys tell that it's 5 o'clock on a Friday?
Yeah. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and I just knew I was up. I went out to the...
This is a fun conversation.
It is. This is having fun. What we do. It's welcome to our world.
Yeah. And we've been laughing all day.
All day long. That seagull.
That's the memes seagull. Get a whole different
Shout out to the Enlifted coaches for coming correct with their meme game. You'll be seeing those on Instagram. And I got up at 4 and I was like, I sat there. I laid there for about 5 minutes and I was like, I'm so up. Went out to the garage and I got a decompression course from Shane Hines for $10, the Onnit Library. Those 10 workouts for $10, that's the best money I've ever spent on anything fitness related. I've got two from Shane, two from John, one from Juan Leha, and they're just like 15-minute. Anyway, I did a decompression workout and hit the bag did 6 rounds on the bag, and just that was before 5 a.m. I was like, this is going to be an interesting day because I usually don't get up that early. And I was right. It's been very interesting, very entertaining. Anyway.
So our second story about Little John.
Yeah. I'm on it. One of the DVDs, he told this story about this guy. He was a teenager that was still mortified because he pooped in his pants when he was 9. And he said, we did the words, the whole thing, and the language setups, and in EFT, or at least EFT back in the day, I haven't looked at that stuff in a long time. I'm sure it's evolved. The language setup was, even though I deeply and completely accept myself. I deeply and completely love and accept myself, while you're tapping on certain points, meridian lines. And he said it didn't work because he said, even though I crapped in my pants when I was 9, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then he tried poop and that didn't work. And it, as in, get movement on the feeling and emotion, okay? And it only worked when they put the word shit in there. Even though I shit on myself when I was 9 years old, I deeply and completely, dot. And Mark Twain said it. He said, the difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug.
Yes. So what did you decide? You prefer?
I cuss.
To use the words.
Yeah, I cuss. I can stop. I can stop at any time. I can, it's like a light switch. I can turn it on. I can turn it off. And I will participate. We're going to run this. We'll consult with everybody as when we get closer to
next February.
We'll likely run it externally.
Yeah,
and provide a little more support.
Yeah,
very fun. And you know, that's if I did that for another 5 Februaries, I would be extremely accurate and conscious and well timed with words that can have a very powerful effect on the conversation and the people that you're talking to. You know, so that's my take on it. I'm cool with it. I hear it. I hear it coming out of my mouth. It's a personal choice, and you can only have a personal choice when you have awareness about something. So back to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My preference was to dramatically decrease it for myself. And I realized that I used them more than I needed to. Like, it's just, I don't prefer to speak like that. No. And so even when we were kicking this off, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to use these words. I don't want to say these. Like, I just felt, you know, I can feel it in my, I recognize, I'm aware mm-hmm. of the fact that I do not prefer it. And so I can and I will, and it's going to slip out in certain moments and certain
scenarios.
Why do you
cuss more around me than anyone else? Or not necessarily anyone else, just you.
What I noticed, that was one of my learnings, that I most often cursed sending voice notes to you.
We made another fucking sale. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I think because I'm very
am I that bad of an influence?
No, I think that I'm very casual and candid with you versus versus I'm less polished when I speak to you.
You think I bring that out in people?
Definitely not. That's not true. Most people speak very differently around you.
I have seen that too. And I'm like, oh, please.
I mean, people do it to me too. I get it.
That is the furthest thing from the truth or what I want to be. People think they got to talk a certain way around me. I'm like, I don't.
You're like, care. I could care. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't
I do not care
less.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less. Talk how you want.
Yeah.
And I'm,
but
not
I'm hearing everything you say.
That's true.
But not in a judgmental way.
It's an observation. Just, I mean, I track words. So I track words. And if somebody wants to help some help with a story, I'm like, here's a pen and piece of paper. And if not, okay, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I'd much rather, I want to have interesting conversations and laugh and, you know, plot and scheme and whatever.
Yeah. So listeners, we just ask you the question, what do you prefer? And as long as you can answer that.
Let's give them a metric. It's like.
Like in what way? Like how.
Well, you'd have to calibrate yourself first.
Well, that's why. So this is where I was going with this. It's like, what do you prefer? So how you arrive at that answer, you could take yourself on a challenge like what we did, a 30-day curse cleanse. You could do that. You know, you can do what we did with No Fucks February. You could give that a try. Or just simply by listening to this conversation with us, you started to contemplate it. You become aware of it. Track and see, you know, like bring this to the top of your mind as you're going about your day today or tomorrow, and notice when people use F-bombs, notice when people use words that are however you decide is a curse word, right? We had the conversation about, is damn a curse word? Did it count? And you said it just sounded stupid. Or not damn, darn, I think it was.
Darn, shoot. Think about this too. Did any of the coaches say that they wanted to use more?
No, no one said they wanted to use more. Did not.
No one. No, they didn't. That's very interesting. Most people said.
The closest to that we got was Jenny Patton talking about how she rarely uses them and how she noticed she was more aware of how rarely she used it. And that Eric, her husband, hey, Eric, hey, Jenny, used it more and used it very, very colorfully, like it's part of his expression. And I think I could be wrong. I think she said that she was more comfortable with it now, or that it was like she was more, not that she wanted to use them more, but that she noticed where she would stop herself from using it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Nobody said, I need to use more.
Yeah, nobody said that. Yeah, that's. Nobody was like, yeah, I can definitely use more.
I need to ramp this thing up.
An interesting thing to track too is like, you know, I did notice that I used them more often speaking with Mark. I noticed that there were certain environments where I would never have used it in the first place. And then I noticed like, are you not using them at work? And so you come home and you just let them fly, you know, or is it like you're using it? Like notice who you're speaking to and how you're using them. Just as similarly as how often, because that's an interesting thing to track. It's just it's all information. It's not good. It's not bad. Everything's neutral. It's just a, how am I using them?
We need to pull a daily crystal inspiration card.
Okay, great. This. Perfect. Make sure you infuse your energy in there.
Oh yeah. Kidding me?
Welcome to my office.
Yeah, yesterday, so tell everybody
yesterday,
what's happening.
Yesterday, I did a behind the scenes. I did a funny, I thought it was funny. I think everything I do is funny.
Rachel hired a psychic.
No, Rachel did hire a psychic, but not what I was going to talk about. So yesterday I did a Instagram post where I said, you know, I showed what you see on a Zoom screen, which was like, you know, the chest up here, and I put my name on it and it said Kimberly Kessing. It's like what you see on the Zoom recording screen. And then I flipped my camera around and showed my desk and I said, versus what I see, which is my money trees and my magic wands and my cuticle butter and my, what else do I have on my desk? Like kombucha and like whatever. And, yeah, just two perspectives to the same thing. And the crystal cards. I did not show the crystal cards, but I'll...
Yeah, so we have a deck of crystal cards here. Pull one. See what happens.
Oh, yeah. Pyrite, let the money flow in.
If y'all are wondering about...
Oh, yeah.
If you're on the fence about the certs, folks...
No,
the,
too late. The they can't sign up anymore. Yeah, they have to wait until Q2. Yeah, sorry.
Next time. The rumors are true. They are magical.
Yeah, we have fun. So, yeah. If this is any indication, pay attention to your language. Notice how it makes you feel. Think about your thinking. Think about your speaking. And then send all of your money to Unlifted. I'm kidding.
Just some of it.
Just some of it. It'll be the best money you ever spent. I didn't make that up. That's a real card I pulled. Hey, coach. Ready to get your clients out of their own way and over their shitty mindset? Start by learning the words and make mindset coaching practical. Master the Unlifted method and guide your clients to lasting results by changing their words. To enroll in the next class of Unlifted Level 1 certification, head on over to unlifted.me and click Get Certified. Let us know you're loving the show. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and be sure to share it with your friends. Abracadabra.